2, starting again with Acts 15:8, God knows everyone's thoughts. Now, how do I know if my thoughts are right or not? How do I know? Is there any standard or any guidance in Scripture that can help me to evaluate the kind of thinking I have? Yes, absolutely. And that's Philippians 4:8. And literally, Philippians 4:8 is thinking God's way. And he lists 8 things that we can measure our thoughts to. And you may find 4 of them are okay, 4 are not. And then you know what to work on, what to pray about. The first one is the word true. Whatsoever things are true. And then he ends the whole list. Think on these things. True. And true has many, many meanings. It's not just false thoughts. But is it accurate? Is it real? Does it conform to reality? And today, one of the great inroads into our thinking is all this fantasy stuff. And kids playing all these games, fantasy games and so on. Their mind is being filled with fantasy. And they're going to have some problems. You know, can they face reality as it really is? And have thoughts that are really accurate and real and conforms to reality? The second is honest. Honest thoughts. What are those? Those thoughts are worthy. Really worthy that if I shared them, someone else could act on them in a worthy way. Are they worthy of a child of God? The third one is thoughts that are just. Just means appropriate. This is the right thinking, because it doesn't have to be. We're not talking always about evil. And obviously, those are easier thoughts. But is this really appropriate for me to think like this? You know, I deserve more than this. Or, you know, all of those kinds of thoughts can come into your mind. And then the fourth guidelines he gives is pure. Pure means especially in the sexual matters. You know, is my mind flooded with immoral thoughts and images and all of that? And we're going to talk about the battle for the mind in the very next series. So what do I do if my mind is full of this wrong stuff? Okay. Lovely thoughts is really peaceful, or thoughts that lead to me to have a quiet spirit, an inner quiet spirit. A good report, to speak worthy of. If you're going to share a bad report about a person, you need to really pray and ask God, is that really what you want to do? If you share something negative with someone who's not part of the problem or part of the solution, you may be just sharing gossip. And so often people say, well, I think you ought to pray for so-and-so. And then they drop the dirt on them to you. We should say, I don't want to hear that. You know, there's nothing I can do about that. I'll pray for the person, but I don't need to know all this stuff. I'm not part of the problem or part of the solution. Virtue. And that could also be in the sexual matters. But literally, virtue is the highest. It's motivated to godly living. You know, will this thought move me to a lifestyle that would honor God? And then praiseworthy. And that's edifying. Are my thoughts edifying? Are they promoting edification? And I can share those thoughts of edifying with myself and edifying other believers. And he says, think on these things, true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, and praise. Accurate thoughts, worthy thoughts, appropriate thoughts, pure thoughts, peaceful thoughts, to speak worthy of, motivated to godly living, and praiseworthy thoughts that would edify. And if you think on these things, the God of peace will be with you. That's a promise. If you are having a lot of turmoil in your life, go back over this list. And which one should you focus on? Which one should you make a prayer request to God? I know, God, this is what you're telling me to think about. I need to do this. Because Jesus has said, as a man thinketh in his heart, and that is dwells on, so he is, or so he will do. Check your thoughts. Are they God? Are they worthy of God hearing? Because what does it say? The Lord knows your thoughts and my thoughts. Bless you.